Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It is the 16th day of September. On the phone line is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
What can you tell me about the marketplace and how the trade went for the day?
Well, you know, very, very early in the morning before a lot of us got up, the FSA decided to dump their new numbers, and that, of course, caused a little rally first thing early this morning. And that lasted through the break, and then it sort of fizzled. And the corn come back and actually closed a little bit better. But all in all, I think that when the numbers were massaged a lot and looked at, the yields that we continue to hear, and the size of the carryout that's already there, even if being reduced, still says we're going to have a lot of grain this fall.
What did the trade make of those numbers? They apparently were, and I think it's a bit confusing when the FSA numbers come out, because depending on who you watch, there may have been more acres or fewer acres, or it was an interesting watch.
You know, there was more acres than was reported in August. If we looked at the corn there in August, there was 83.3 million acres. There was 84.8 this time. That implies on the percentages of what the USDA numbers are generally, how they figure that way, about 89.5 million acres compared to the 91.6 that the USDA has been using. So, you know, that could be as much as a 360 million bushel turnaround or reduction in the carryout, if they leave the yield the same and everything else along the way, and that does actually come to fruition. You know, the beans, they were at 80.8 compared to the 79.2 in August, and basically when we figure the percentage there that generally comes back in, the USDA was 84.8 last month, and of course this would imply like an 83.7. So, you know, it could be a million acres in the beans and 2 million acres in the corn. But, boy, when we keep hearing the yields we're hearing on these, we think the next report might have some bigger yield numbers.
Yeah, of course, the trade discounted the numbers fairly quickly, and we don't have a lot of experience with the FSA numbers and the total numbers of available acres and how quickly they get put into the system at this time. And, oh, I suppose the trade looks at them and watches them and then dismisses them fairly quickly, and that's what you've told me for the day. And really, it's all about corn yields at this point. What have you been hearing from disparate parts of the Corn Belt, down south, out west, and in your area?
Well, you know, of course, this last few days we had been a little too wet, and we looked for people to get back in the field late this afternoon or tomorrow. But the yields are continuing to hold up, you know, better than they've ever been in most fields. They're either at the highest they made or 20 bushel better than they've ever made for that field as far as the corn goes. We haven't seen enough beans done over here, but most of them seem to be 60 and above, pushing 70 bushel on what the early beans we've done. So the yields so far look like they're going to be tremendous. We just don't know if they'll hold up when we get into a broader spectrum.
When you look at this year and then at the new crop for 2015, corn and soybeans, are you of a mind, as many of the traders we have talked with, that producers should be considering, if not sales, at least protecting current price levels?
Yes, I think we sold some of the November beans for 15 when they got over $10 this morning, and we did sell, you know, looking out there, some of the it was about 392 where we got some of the Dease corn for next year sold.
So you are making those sales. Are producers easily convinced of that? I wouldn't think
they're,
so.
They're easier convinced than they were to make sales for this year's crop.
Well, that actually, I could believe that. I suppose looking forward, they might be figuring forward where they stand, and I suppose that might be easier. What do you think we'll be doing from now until we get the October number? Because the October numbers for the crop production reports will be really the handle, and I suppose the big question is, will USDA increase the size of the corn crop one more time?
Well, I think we're sort of in the trading range now. I think, you know, basically it's been established over the last, the lows that we have in now and whatever, until we can get probably another, a good week of good some yields coming in. If they continue to stay large, well, we might take the bottom out. But I think we're caught in a trading range in both corn and beans for the time period now, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today, Wayne.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
You too. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, and he joins us on this Tuesday afternoon to talk about the agricultural commodity markets.